Today, Shir is a Masechta Yevamos on Daf Kuf Beis. We will begin with the last two words on Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, Amar Rava. And we begin with the Hagoyes Habach, who says that we should be Goris V'Amar Rava, because since Rava on this Amud previously has said a halacha, the Gemara now is saying another halacha in the name of Rava. V'Amar Rava, as we turn to Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, Ger Donas Chaveroi Dvar Torah. A ger can be a judge against during a case in which a fellow ger is involved. However, he cannot be a judge for a Yisroel, as the Gemara is going to learn this out from a pasuk. There is a fundamental machlokes here between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says that our sugi is speaking about Dine Nefashis, when it comes to a question of a person being chayiv misa for doing an aveira on which there is a death penalty. However, when it comes to Dine Mominis, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed Beis, Hakol Ksherim Lodin Dine Mominis, and the Gemara explains, what is Hakol? Everyone is kosher. What is that adding? That is adding even a ger. So according to Rashi, a ger can be a dayan even when a Yisrael is involved when it comes to Dine Mominis. However, when it comes to Dine Nefashis, then he can only judge a fellow Ger, but not a Yisrael. However, Tosfos in Divrei HaMaskil Ger tells us that he disagrees with Rashi, as he has explained before in Hacholetz and Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, and Tosfos' opinion is that a Ger cannot Paskin Dine Nefashis at all, even for a fellow ger, and the Gemara over here is speaking about Dine Mominis, and by Dine Mominis, then he can only be a judge for a fellow ger and not for a Yisrael. Where do we learn this out from? Says the Pasuk, Shenemar, Soim Tosim Alecha Melech, you should place upon yourself a king, Asher Yifchar Hashem Alekecha Boy, which Hashem will choose that king, Mikerev Achecha, from amongst your brethren, Tosim Alecha Melech. You should place upon yourselves a king. And we make a deduction. Alecha hu debi'inin mikerev achecha. When is there a prerequisite that the Melech should be from amongst your fellow Jews, mikerev achecha, and not a ger? That is only when it comes to Alecha. When he is judging a case of Yisrael, then the judge has to be a Yisrael. But when he's judging a case of a ger, then the dayan could also be not mikerev achecha, he could be a ger. Now, the obvious question is, what does this pasuk, which is speaking about melech, have to do with our discussion here of a judge? And on this, Rashi gives two answers. One answer is that a dayan is included in a melech. As the pasuk says in Mishlei Chavtes, Perikov test, Melech b'mishpat yamid oretz, that a king with justice will establish the land. And we learn out that if a judge is comparable to a melech, in what sense? In the sense she'ein tzor klum, as Rashi says, that he's independent, he doesn't have to come on to anyone else, then he will be able to rule and judge effectively. Then yamid oretz, he'll be able to establish the land. If he's dependent on other people, then he will not be able to render an unbiased opinion. So that's one way that a judge is compared to a king. And Rashi says also that since the pasuk here uses a double lashon, soim tosim alecha melech, so we learn out that harbe simois, that the Torah is speaking about many different kinds of appointments, not only the appointment of a king, but also the appointment of a judge. He has to be mikerev achecha, but when is that? That's only alecha. When he's coming to judge a Yisrael, then he has to be a fellow Yisrael. When he's coming to judge a ger, then he could be not mikerev achecha, he could be a ger. As the Gemara concludes, Avol Ger, Donis Chaver Ger, a Ger could judge his fellow Ger. He doesn't have to be Mikerev Achecho. Continues the Gemara, Ve'im Hoysa Imam Yisrael, and if the Ger's mother was from Yisrael, then he has a Locha of a Yisrael Gomer, even though his father was a Gentile. And then the Locha is Donafil Yisrael. Then this Ger, this person is considered a full-fledged Jew, even though his father was a goy, and then he's allowed to judge even a Yisrael. According to Rashi, he will be allowed to judge a Yisrael in Dinei Nefashis, because that's what our Gemara is speaking about, according to Rashi, because in Dinei Mominus, even a regular Ger could judge, and according to Tosfos, he's considered a full-fledged Jew, and both by Dinei Mominus and by Dinei Yisrael, he'll be able to judge a fellow Yisrael. Ulainyan Chalitza, continues the Gemara, concerning Chalitza, Achiyehei, Aviv Imam Yisrael. Then it is necessary for him to have both his... He can only judge such a matter if both his father and his mother are born as Jews. Shenamer, as it says in the Pasuk, V'nikrishmoy B'Yisrael. And his name shall be called in Yisrael. And Rashi says, Mashma she'yehe Yisrael mi called studen. Be Yisrael means that from all sides, from the father's side, from the mother's side, he was born as a Jew, and then, and only then, can he render a decision in Dinei Chalitza. Continues the Gemara, Omer Rabba, Omer Rav Khan, Omer Rav. Rabba said in the name of Rav Khan, who said in the name of Rav, if Elio will come to Yarmen, he will say, Chaltzen b'minol, that you're allowed to use a minol in the Chalitza process, Shreiman loy, we would listen to him. The Gemara here is going to begin a discussion of various types of footwear that one could use for Chalitza. And first we're discussing a minol and a sandal. A minol is made of soft leather, and a sandal is made with hard leather. If one wants to see a picture of a shoe that is used in the Chalitza process, they can look in the Encyclopedia Talmudis when it discusses Chalitza. I do not have it in front of me, the exact Mayer Makim, but from memory, I believe it is in Chelek Tez Vav, Amud Tavshin Lamed Vav, and there various pictures are shown of a Chalitza shoe. There are various Batei Dinim. I am told that Rabbi Landisman's Eben Ezer Bezdin in Muncie has a Chalitza shoe which is used for Chalitza purposes. So the Gemara first tells us that if Elio Hanavi will come, and he will tell us that we can use for Chalitza a minel which is made of soft leather, Shoyman Loi, then we would listen to him, because there is no minig not to use, beferish not to use, and therefore, if Elio Hanavi would tell us to use it, we could use it. However, if Elio would tell us, ein chaltz mesandal, that one should not use a sandal which is made out of hard leather, ein shemile, we do not listen to, even to Elio Hanavi, shekvar no go on mesandal, because the minig of the world is to use a sandal. So we have to, the Miri explains that Minat Torah Chalitza is permitted both with a minol and a sandal. We will see later in the Gemara that the Chacham were geyser not to use a minol. But if Elio would tell us the Mevatel that Gzeira, that for some reason Elio would say that the reason of the Gzeira is does not pertain Bizman Hazeh, we would listen to him. But concerning a sandal, we would not listen to him. Even if there would be a chash that perhaps they would use a sandal that wouldn't have a sole, which would invalidate the sandal, since the minig shekvar nogu always to use a sandal, we would not listen to Elio if he would tell us not to use a sandal. Continues the Gemara that Rabbi Yosef had it different than Rabba in the name of Rav Khan Amar Rav. V'Rav Yosef Amar Rav Khan Amar Rav, im yovel Elio v'yoymer, Elio will come and say, ein chaltzen b'manol, not to use a manol, shoymen loy. Then we would listen to him, because there is no minig, the opposite, that bedafke, to use a minol. And therefore we would listen to Elio, the way Rav Yosef has it. But however, if Elio would say, ein chaltzen b'sandal, we would not use a sandal. This is exactly like we had before, in the name of Rabba. Ein shoymen loy, we would not listen to him, shekvar nogu on b'sandal, because the Olam already was knowing to use a sandal. So the second statement, both of Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, is identical. The difference is the first statement. According to Rabbah, the first statement is, if Elio would tell us to use a manol, we would listen to him. According to the first statement of Rabbi Yosef, if Elio would tell us not to use a manol, we would listen to him. The Gemara wants to know, my benayah, what's the difference between them? Ike benayah, the difference is manol lechatchila, whether lechatchila you are allowed to use a minol or not. According to Rabbah, before Elio comes, the situation was that they did not use a minol. That means that Rabbi Shita is that lechatchila, even though Minat Torah, you can use a minol, but the Rabbanim were going to learn, made exer, and therefore lechatchila you should not use a minol. And that's why Rabbi said, if Elio will come and say to use a minol, we would listen to him. But the situation, the status was that people were not using a minol, lechatchila. However, according to Rabbi Yosef, the statement is that Elio is going to tell us ein chaltzim b'minol, and that's when we would listen to him. So that indicates that people were using a minol lechatchila. My benayu, ikka benayu, minol lechatchila. Could one lechatchila use a minol or not? Fregdi gemara, l'man diyomar for lechatchila. According to the man diyomar, it says you could use a minol. Even lechatchila, and there was no gzeira, but now we learned in our Mishnah. Chaltzim b'minol chalitzosik sheira, that if the Yavama made chalitza with a minol, her chalitza is kosher, so we can learn chaltza di eved, chaltza the lashon that she did it after the fact, but not that it should be lechatchila di eved in lechatchila loy. It's mash from a mission, you shouldn't do lechatchila. Only if she did it, then bidi eved is a kosher. So it's shver, it's difficult on the one who said that chaltzen with a minol lechatchila. The more answers, who adinna for lechatchila? Really, you could say that one could use a minol lechatchila. So why did our Mishnah say it b'loshen b'di'evet? V'aydi d'boy l'misni seifa ban palya. Since in the seifa concerning a sock, there it said chalitzasa psula da'afilu b'di'evet, that in the seifa, a sock, if that is used for chalitza, it is possible even d'evet. Tananami reisha d'evet. That's why he's speaking in the mode of b'di'evet. But einachanami in the reisha, according to this man d'yomar, it would be mutter to use a minol even l'chatchila. The Tana of the Mishnah just wanted to make it symmetrical. An ampolya sock is usur even b'di'evet, and a minol is mutter b'di'evet. But a minol is mutter even l'chatchila, according to this man d'yomar. Says the Gemara, minol l'chatchila tanoi. A minol, can you use it l'chatchila? Is there a gzera against using a minol l'chatchila? It's machlokes tanaim, the sign we learned. And the Gemara relates a story. I'm Rabbi Yosi, pam achas halachli l'netzivin. I was once going to the city of Netzivin, where Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira lived. Matzasi zaken echad, I found an older man. Amarti lo, I said to him, kluma tovaki bo Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Did you have a shaykhis with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, who used to live in the city of Netzivin? Did you have a shaykhis with him before he died? Because by this time, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was already nifter. So the old man said, Omar Lee said to me, Hain, yes, I did know him and I had shaykhis with him. And not only that, but Val Shulchani Hu Tadr. He's on my table all the time. The Yavitz tells us that it shouldn't be Beloshen Hove, because as we said, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira had already died. But rather, the Girsa should be Val Shulchani on my table, Hoya Tadr. He was constantly. Tosfos brings down a girsa from the Yerushalmi, and Divrei HaMaskil Val Shulchani Hu Tadir, that the Yerushalmi is Goyrish, Shulchani HaYisbiri. It seems that he was saying, I was a banker in the city, and on my table he used to be. In other words, that apparently he used to do banking business. Then he continued to, Rabbi Yosef continued to ask the old man, Klum Ra'isa Shecholet Tzvi Yavamet, have you seen that he has ever done Chalitza with a Yavama? Omar Lee, he responded to me, Reisi Shechalitz Harba Pum. I saw him do chalitza many times. So then Rabbi Yosi asked the old man, okay, b'minol or b'sandal? What did he use for chalitza? Did he use a minol or did he use a sandal? So it's interesting. I've just returned from the Mesorah of Kosher Birds and Animals, a conference that we had in Los Angeles on August 5th, 2007. And this Gemara is telling us about a Mesorah concerning Chalitza, that Rabbi Yossi questioned this old man, very similar to Ari Greenspan and Ari Zevitovsky, who question elderly Shoichtim and find out various Mesorahs of birds that they shechted in their countries. Here too, here's a question of a Mesorah concerning the Chalitza shoe. And he asked him, do you know Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? Yes, I know him. Have you seen him do Chalitza? Yes, I've seen many times him doing Chalitza. What kind of shoe did he use? It was all a Mesorah on the type of shoe that was being used for Chalitza. So when he asked him this question, is it b'minel or b'sandal? Omar li, he said to me, he responded, v'chi chaltzim b'minel? It sounded preposterous. Can you actually use a minel? He was saying, in other words, that of course Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira only used a sandal. Now we have in parentheses the following words about Torah Amra. The Torah says naloi v'loi minaloi. The Torah used the word nal and not minel, as if to say that the word nal that the Torah uses, it says that the woman should take off his v'cholza naloi mal ragloi, and then v'yarka b'fonosh, she should spit it towards him. So it uses the word nali and not minali. However, all of the Rishonim and Achronim take out these words. That's why they're in parentheses here. Rashi's not garisid. Tosfos in Divrei HaMaskil v'chicholza b'manal is not garisid, based on Rabbi Yehudoi Goin, who Tosfos says mochkoi min asforim, he erased it from the svarim. It's not in the Tosefta. Tosis tells us, the Gra tells us it's not in the Yerushalmi, and so tells us the Gra quotes the Ramban. The Mesorah Hashas and Sifkot and Dalet brings down the same thing. Rashi here makes 3 points. Point number one is Lashon Torah Luchud v'Lashon Chacham Luchud. The Torah speaks a different language than the Chacham. According to the Torah, the word that is used is Nal, and Nal means both sandal and minel. However, in Lashon Chachamim, there are two different things. There's a sandal, and there's a separate thing, a shoe made of soft leather, which is called a minel. But you cannot say nal is memayit minel, because according to the Lashon Torah, nal is inclusive of both a sandal and a minel. And Rashi says the reason we don't use a minel is not lechatchila, according to Ramban Yomer, is not midaraisa from a pasuk, but rather it is exera, as we're going to learn, exera chachamim, and we'll see the reason shortly. The third point that Rashi makes is that although there's a pasuk in Sefer Dvorim which says unechoshes min olecha, that copper is your shoes. Here the pasuk is not referring to a minol, because as we said, minol is lashon chacham, it's not lashon Torah, but rather it's referring to a minol, which is a lock, and the pasuk means that Eretz Yisrael should be locked from its enemies at its borders, that no one will be able to get in. But the pasuk is not referring to a shoe. The word for shoe in the Torah is nal. So we will not learn these 5 words. Amarti loy, so I, Rabbi Yossi, said back to the old man, when he suggested that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira only used the sandal and a minel could not even be used b'dievet, forget about the chatchila, he was saying it can't even be used b'dievet. Amarti loy im kain, if it can't be used b'dievet, ma ro Rabbi Meir loymer chaltza b'minel chalitzosik shera, how could Rabbi Meir have said that if you make chalitza b'dievet with a minel, the chalitza is good, if you're telling me that only a sandal is acceptable and not a minel even b'dievet? And then we have Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Shmoy. Rabbi Yaakov says in the name of Rabbi Meir, chaltzim b'minel l'chatchila, that you can use a minel even l'chatchila. So how could they say that if, according to you, a minel is possible even b'dievet? But meanwhile, we have seen from this whole story that we have a machlokas whether minel is used even l'chatchila or it's only used b'dievet. It certainly could be used, not like that Zaken said, but it's a machlokas whether it's mutter l'chatchila or not. That's what the Gemara says. Tanoi, it's really a machlokas tanoim. the dispute between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, whether a minhag can be used a chatchila or not, is really a machlokes tanoim, as we see from that story of Rabbi Yosef and the old man. According to the Mandi Yomar, says the chatchila, you cannot use a minhag my time. What's the reason? Because as we said before, you cannot be memayedit from the word nal, because minat Torah nal means both minhag and sandal. The Torah says, so the top part of the shoe that covers the foot, that would be a fulfillment of me'al. It's on top of his foot. But va'arkas are the straps that are on top of the top part of the shoe, that would be me'al de me'al. So maybe you would say the reason he can't use a regular shoe is because this, the shoelaces, the straps on top of the top part can constitute a ma'al de ma'al. It's a shoe on top of a shoe. It's like having a double shoe. And that would be possible for chalitza. Vatoira amra, the Torah says, me'al. She should take a shoe off his foot and not to take a double shoe. V'loy me'al de me'al. If that's the reason that you're actually learning it from a pasuk, ihachi afilu di evid nami loy. So then even b'dyevet it should be possible. And we know that certainly it's kosher, as Rashi proves from the Gemara further, because later the Gemara has a question, if somebody had two shoes and he was able to tear apart the top shoe, remove the bottom shoe, and yet the foot would be covered by the top shoe, is that kosher or not? Do we need gilui, as the Gemara explains? The whole foot has to be open, and here it's not open, it's covered by the top shoe. Or do we need chalitza, removal, and the person was able to remove by tearing apart the top shoe, he was able to remove the bottom shoe, maybe that suffices. But according to everybody, if he took off both shoes, it would certainly be good, at least by the evidence would be good, because then lemaisa, not only is he doing chalitza, he's also removing, and the foot becomes revealed. So that the Gemara doesn't have a shayla on. So you see clearly that you can't puzzle a shoe with its straps because of me'al d'mal. As long as everything finally comes off, that would be a bona fide kosher chalitza. So that cannot be the reason why a regular shoe with straps, a minhag, would be not able to be used in chatchila. The Gemara answers, you're right. The reason it's also to be used, gzeira mishum minhag merufat. It's a gzeir because of a torn minhag. If a shoe is not being worn normally, that is possible chalitza. That's not considered a bona fide minhag. So therefore, they were gzeir on a regular minhag because of a torn minhag. Because if I let him use a regular minhag, maybe he'll come to use a torn one. He would be able to use a torn one by having straps on it. He could still wear it. So if I let him a regular shoe, he would perhaps use even a torn one. But by a sandal, we don't have to make such a gzera. On a regular sandal, maybe he'll use a torn one. On a torn sandal, it is hard, it is not soft, and once it's torn, it's not able to be worn totally, and therefore there is no reason to make a gzeira. So we make the gzeira only by a soft shoe, it is possible to still be worn by the strap, so therefore we make a gzeira even on a regular minhag that you cannot use it lechatchila. Inami, or mishum chatzi minhag. Since we require that the minhag has to be on most of his foot, we can be gozer by a minhag on the roiv of his foot. We should be gozer that he'll make chalitza even if it's on only half of his foot, because you could still wear it. But by a chatzi sandal, it's impossible to wear. Memele, there's no reason to be gozer by a regular sandal, because of a chatzi sandal. By a regular minhag, you can be gozer because of a chatzi minol, because it's still wearable. By chotzi sandal, it's not wearable at all, and therefore there's no reason to make exera by a regular sandal. Amar Rav, said Rav, ilav de chamite, if I had not seen lechavivi, to my beloved, to my uncle, the word in Hebrew is dodi. A dod is an uncle, and a dod is a friend. The same thing, chavivi is a friend, and it's also an uncle. And Ravi was referring to his uncle, who was both his father's brother and his mother's brother, as we find throughout Shas, and he referred to him as chavivi, my uncle. If I had not seen my uncle, Rav Chiya, as the Mesoros HaShas brings down here in Oizayin, the Cholitz Basandal, that he was being Cholitz with a sandal. The Isla Shinsen that had straps, Anolai HaBei Cholitzna, El Basandal the Taya, the Mahadik Tvei. I would not have used the sandal with the straps. I would have used the Arabian sandal, which sticks on the foot very well. I wouldn't have known to use a sandal. And as we will, you could see in the picture which I mentioned from the Encyclopedia Talmudis, in the Inyan of Chalitza, they have a sandal with long straps on it. The Haididan, an R type of sandal, as Rashi brings down, which has a knot on the top, and that knot makes it very tight on the foot, and the foot will not go out of the sandal. So even though I really don't need the straps, Katrina Bay Misna, we tie on it long straps, so that when the Yavama unties the straps and then removes the shoe, as Rashi says, that will cause the best type of chalitza, and that's how we actually have the sandal with long straps, which the Yavama has to undo and then totally remove the shoe. Simen Hataras Yavama sandal. The heter of Yavama is a sandal. These are three words. It's a mnemonic to remember three halachas which Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav concerning the chalitza process. The first halacha is remembered with the word hataras. Hataras, yavama l'shuk, the permissibility of a yavama to get married to a regular person through the chalitza process is b'shmitas roiva ekev, is by undoing, by removing most the chalitza shoe from most of the heel. So Rashi explains that even though the Yavama did not take off the full shoe, as long as she took off the sandal from most of the heel, a robe of the heel, that's a kosher chalitza. Meisvei hutru ritzuos, as the Miri explains, either they got the ritzuos, the straps got opened by themselves, or the Yavam, he opened them. And what did he open? Min of the sandal. Oy sheshamat roiv haregel. As Rashi explains, or he, the Yavam, removed most of his foot from the shoe, chalitzas apsula, and she then removed it completely. Her chalitza is pasul. So we can deduce the following. Time at sheshamat hu. The reason it's no good is because he removed most of the foot. Ha shamta he. But let's say she had removed most of it, chalitza shikshera, then the chalitza is kosher. So we can also deduce further, roiva regalin, that what is required is to remove most of the foot, but roiva ekev loy. But if one just removed most of the heel, that would not be a good chalitza. So how could you say, Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rav, that it's she's permissible to marry anyone in the shuk with the removal of most of the heel from the shoe? We need most of the foot. So Gemara answers, "Loi hainu roiva regel, hainu roiva ekev." The roiva regel actually means most of the heel. Vamai karli roiva regel. So why do you refer to it as roiva regel? The kula chayla, that the entire pressure, the car of the foot, olei dachis, it is supported by the heel, and that's why roiv of the heel is tantamount to roiv of the foot, which is supported on the heel. Says the Gemara, this which we just have learned, that if hutarutsu is, if the rutsu is open by themselves, it is not a kosher chalitza, Messiah Rabbi Yanni, this will be approved to Rabbi Yanni. Dom Rabbi Yanni, Rabbi Yanni said, ben shehitter hu, whether he opened the laces, vishamta he, and she removed the shoe, ben shehitter he, or she opened the laces, vishamad hu, and he removed the shoe, chalitza psula, the chalitza puzzle, achetater he, until she removes the laces, vitashman he, and she will remove the shoe. Boy, Rabbi Yanni had a question. Karatu ma, what happens if she didn't remove it, but rather she tore open the shoe, or sirafasu ma, she, as Rashi explains, took a coal and she had the shoe burnt, the sandal burnt. Is that considered a kosher chalitza or not? What's the shaila? The Gemara explains, gului karabina, do we need that the foot is revealed? Vayikah, and you have it. What's the difference if it was torn, it was burnt, or removed? Oidilma chalitza bina v'lak, or no, maybe the Torah was makbid bedafka, we must have it that it's removed, and we do not have that, and it would be possible. The Gemara says, teiku, this remains a question. Boy, m'nei Rav Nechemi m'rabba. Rav Nechemi had a question from Rabba. Shnei min olam zal gav zemahu. This is what we referred to before, earlier in this year. If you had two shoes, one on top of the other, what's the din? Hey, Chidomini Gemara asks, what's your case? What is your precise question? If you're going to say she removed the top shoe and the bottom shoe remained on the foot, here there would be a chsaron of me'al demal, because all you have removed is the top shoe. You have to remove the shoe that's on top of the foot, which you haven't done yet. Of course, it is a chalitza psula. Leitzricha must be, dekarate liloi, she tore open the top shoe, shalafte litatoi, and she then was able to maneuver the bottom shoe off of the yavam's foot, but v'koyiluye, the top covered shoe, which has now been torn open, is still on his foot. So my, what's the halacha? Do I say chalitza binin, you need removal vayikah? She did remove the shoe that was on the foot. Or maybe you need to remove the shoe in such a way that the whole foot will be open here, even though she removed the bottom shoe, but the foot is still covered by the top one. Maybe that's not good. And on this, Rashi commented, we see from our Gemara that if she would have removed both shoes, there would not be a sorn of me'al d'ma'al. Me'al d'ma'al, to have it double, is a problem, as the Gemara just said. If you only took off the top shoe and you leave the bottom shoe, well, then you haven't been Makayim Me'al. You haven't removed that shoe which is on top of the leg. You've only removed the Me'al Dema'al. But what happens if I have two shoes and I remove both shoes from the foot? That's not a chsorin of Me'al Dema'al. And the only Gemara Shaila is, what about if you left the top and you were able to maneuver and take out the bottom after you tore open the top one, but you left the top one on? The Gemara says, as we turn to Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis, Umi Kakai Gavne, is it taka possible for someone to, if he ripped off the top shoe, that it could remain on his foot? So what are you asking a question that seems to be not Negei L'maisa? The Gemara says it is Negei L'maisa. In the Chazyu Rabban Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabban Tzar Yehuda, and as the Yavitz explains here, he was someone who had a illness, a sakana, and he used to get chills, and to protect himself from the elements, he used to wear many pairs of shoes. And the Rabban and Tzar Yehuda, the Nafik, they went out, Bechamshe Zuzei, Zuzei is the same as Zugi, which is pairs, of Muki. Muki, Rashi says, are hard shoes. Although they were hard, they were actually light. And Rashi brings down that in Arabic, Almoik means shoes. That's the word Muki here. Rabbi Yehuda went out with five pairs of shoes, Lashukah, to the marketplace. So we see that it is possible to wear several types of shoes. Several shoes on a foot at one time, and therefore this case of two shoes with tearing open one shoe is a possible case, and that's why we had the Shiloh on it. And apparently the Gemara does not resolve that Shiloh, what the halacha lemaisa is. And now we come to the second of second halacha concerning chalitza, which was said over in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, and the second word of the mnemonic is Yevama. If you remember, the siman was Hataras Yevama Sandal. So now we come to the second statement of Yehuda Rav, Yevama. Yevama, a Yevama Ktana, Sheikh Dila Benu Achen, that grew up amongst her brothers, Muteras Nasalachim and Achen. When she grows up, she's allowed to marry to one of the brothers. The Einchosh, we're not worried. Shema Chalsa Sandal Achen, man. Maybe she, while they were living together and she was brought up by her brothers, maybe she took off one day a chalitza shoe from one of the brothers. That would constitute chalitza, and then she would be also to get married to him or to any of the other brothers, because chalitza had been performed. So the Gemara says, Taima, that we can make it the following deduction. Taima, Leichazinin, when is it permitted for her to marry one of her brothers, and we're not worried that she did this, and we didn't see anything. Hochazina, but if we befeir saw as a ketana that she took off a shoe from her brother, that would constitute a valid chalitza. Chayshinin, then we are choish. Then she could not get married to her brother. I Tanya, we afraid more we learned in a brisa. Bein shin eschaven hu v'loin eschaven hi. Whether the yavam had kavana by the chalitza and the yavama did not. Bein shin eschaven hi v'loin eschaven hu. Or she had kavana and he did not have kavana. Chalitza as psula. The chalitza is possible. Achi eschaven hu shneim kecha. Both of them have to have kavana. So over here, if she merely took off the shoe, why do we say that it's a good chalitza? Why are we chayish and therefore she can't marry one of the brothers? Mehekate says that she had the kavana. And you need kavana from both sides. Answers the Gemara. Hachi kamer afal gav chazina, and even if we would see it, ein chayish in shemakivnu, we are not worried. Perhaps they had kavana. So that's according to the first Mandi Amar, that there was no chalitza done. Therefore, she's usher to the shuk, and she's mutter to one of the brothers. And we don't say that a chalitza was done, and maybe they had kavana for chalitza, even if we saw her taking off a shoe. The Ikh of the Amri and some say, time of the Leichazin, the only reason that she is mutter to marry one of the brothers if we didn't see her doing it. Hochazin, but if we saw her doing it, Chayishishin, we are Chayish, then maybe a chalitza was done, and therefore she's usher to all of the brothers. Ude Katana, boy Kavana. We learned in the Braisa that chalitza needs Kavana, and therefore why should we be Chayish that she had Kavana for chalitza? Hani Mili, Lishtaru Yilalma. Avalachin Mifsala, chalitza accomplishes two things. It makes her permitted to marry Lashuk, to marry anyone in the world, any kosher person in the world. And it forbids her to marry her brothers. So when do we say that perhaps there was no kavana? That's in order to validate the chalitza, to make her permissible to marry outside. We say maybe she didn't have kavana, there was no chalitza, she's usher. But on the other hand, according to the Ikad the Amri, according to the second Lashon here, to marry her brothers, there were machmir, and we say that maybe she did have kavana. If we didn't see it, we're not chayish. But if we saw it, then we have to be chayish. Maybe there was kavana, and that will be a chumra on her that she can't marry her brothers because it was a valid chalitza. So according to the Ikad the Amri, we're machmir both ways. We're machmir she can't marry Lashuk because maybe it was not a good kavana. Where machmir she can't marry the brothers, maybe it was a good chalitza, therefore she comes usher to the brothers. And now comes the third halacha of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, which in the mnemonic was which was sandal, hataras yevama sandal. And what is that halacha? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, sandal hatafer b'pishnah. A sandal, Rashi has two pshatim, either that there was a lining, like a felt lining, which were in the shoes of Rashi's time, and it was made out of pishtan, a linen lining, or another pshat is that it was sewn together with linen thread. Ein chaltzim bo, you cannot use it for chalitza. It must be totally made out of leather. Shenemar ve'analcha tachash, and I will put shoes on you of tachash. Tachash was a multicolored skin that was used in the Mishkan was used to cover the kalim of the Mishkan. So it must be leather and not thread. If you're going to use that pasuk, a pasuk in Yecheskel, that the definition of a nal is leather, so maybe it's only the specific leather of the animal tachash and not any other leather. And we know that any leather is kosher for chalitza. Rabbeinu Tam here in the Divrei Masechta and Alcha Tachash says, Mikan Amar Rabbeinu Tam, Shetzorach Shiyah Manal Meor Behema Tahira, the Tachash Ksiv, and the Tachash is Ar Behema Tahira. But then Taisa says, no, Vein Nira, Ki Ein Lahak Bidim Chalitz Bimanal Behema Tamei. It has to be leather, but even leather made from a Tamei animal would also be kosher. But the Gemara is saying here, maybe it should only be tachash and nothing else, no other leather at this point in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, no, now, Reba. It says twice concerning chalitza the word now. In Dvorim Chafei Pasuk Tes, it says, v'choltzo nal imal ragloi. And in Dvorim Chafei, in the next Pasuk Yud, it says, v'nikra shmoi b'yisrael beis chalitz hanal. Since it says it twice, we're marba, not only tachash, but any other leather as well. Machlokes and Taisus, whether tamei leather or tor, or even tamei or only tor. E now riba filakomeli nami. If you're being marred from now, then you should be able to use anything. So the Gemara says no. And kain tachash mehanali. What did the word tachash accomplish? So we're using now to add more than the word tachash, any leather. But we're not going to say that now is marba any thread. It has to dafka be. Tachash tells me it has to be dafka leather. Boy, minei Rav Elazar mer Rav, hu shalar. What happens if the shoe is made out of skin? Vitarisiyosav, and its strap shall seyor, as Rashi says, made out of goat hair. Mao, what's the din? Amar lei, he responded to me, like Harina Bevan alcha tachash. That's fine. Hair, that's still part of the animal, and that would be included, just like the leathers from the animal, so the hair of the goat is from the animal. And in Echonami, sinews, the Bach says, would be kosher for to be used as part of the leather shoe here. However, linen or rubber would not be good. The Tur, however, disagrees, and the Mephorshim explain how the Tur will learn our Gemara, but the Tur Shita is that the straps can be made from anything and not just from leather and not just from hair or sinews, but even from linen or rubber. As far as the straps are concerned, according to the Shita Satur, it would be mutter. Only the shoe itself has to be made out of leather. Ihachi kuli shel seyer nami. Why isn't the whole shoe good if it's made of seyer? If you tell me that's included in v'nalcha tachash, so then make the whole shoe out of seyer. More answers, hahu karka mikri, as the Masar Shashas explains in Ois Gimel, that it's a similar thing to a minnow. However, it has the yesh l'shem b'fnei atzmi, it has its own name. I mean, Balta has its own name, it's not included in what the Torah said, nal, and therefore, if it's totally made out of goat's hair, it would be possible. The only thing that's meant to be made out of goat's hair or sinews is the straps. Armele Rav Kahn l'shmul, mimai da hivachol tzunali, mial ragli, mishlef hu. Now, Rav Kahn questions the whole idea that the word, as we're going to see, v'choltzai, is v'choltza nalim al ragloi. The word choltza means remove. How do you know the word mishlof, that choltza means mishlof, means remove, as it says, by tzaras of batim, v'choltza savana masher bohera nega, that you should remove the stones of the house, which have the nega tzaras. That's how you're learning out that v'choltza by chalitza means that she should remove the shoe from the oven's foot. Ve'em ezeruzehu, perhaps the word v'choltza means get ready, a positive thing, which would mean to support, put the shoe on the yavam, not to take it off. Dichsiv. Where do I find that it's used in that context? Because the pasuk says in Bamidbar Lamed Aleph, pasuk Gimel, hey choltzu me'itchem anashim latzof v'yu al midjan losis nikmas Hashem v'midjan, and there it means get ready, prepare people for battle. Gemara says no, even there I could say it doesn't mean get ready, to put on a shoe in our case here, but rather hasam nami shlufei. It also means to remove. Now, we're not talking about shoes over there by the army, but what does it mean, remove? Shlufi mi beisa lekarva. Take the person away from his house, remove him from his house, and send him to the battlefront, send him to war. So again, the Gemara says, you have not brought me any contradiction by bringing in this pasuk concerning war, because it could still mean, hey, chaltzu, remove the person from his house. The Gemara questions further, Vaksiv, Yachlatz ani ba'anyoy, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should support an ani in his state of poorness. The Gemara says, it's also no proof that it means to do something positive, to support, to put a shoe on in our case, because there also it can mean remove. B'schar anyoy, in the reward that he was poor, that his suffering in this world as a poor man should remove him from the din of Gehenna. So again, it doesn't have to mean a positive support. It could mean removal. That which is written, that the Malach Hashem camps around those who fear Hashem. It would seem it means supports them. I could say again the same thing. The reward for those who fear him should be that Hashem will remove them from the din of Gehinnom. It says, Yeshaya Navi gives 11 brachas to a person who's mechazik and ani with words. And the final one is, he will support your bones. V'amar Rav Lazar, and Rav Lazar said, Zuma Uli Shabbat brachas. This is the best of the brachas. Why? V'amar Rava Zeruzi Garmi. Because this is not an outside blessing. It is strengthening of his bones. It's the very essence of the person himself that is strengthened. So again, L'chayr, we see that it means Yachlitz, that he will support you. So the Gemara here has to agree. You're right. In Mashmachi, Mashmachi. From the pasuk you brought me, you're right there, it means support. But definitely it could mean the other way also, removal. So once it could mean both, I have a diuk in the pasuk that here it must mean removal. If here it would mean support, in kein lichta rechmana v'choltzu nali biragloi. Why does it say that the yavama should be choletz from his foot? It should have, me'al ragloi, choltzu nali, me'al ragloi, it should say v'choltzu nali biragloi. She should support his foot, the shoe on his foot. So Gemara says, no, it can't say that. Even if it would mean support to put on a shoe, it couldn't say biragli. Why? If it would say biragli, I would say that it's only mutter if he has a foot. What happens if his foot is amputated and therefore you'd have to put it on biragli, on his foot? Maybe it wouldn't be good. I would think, ikas rachmana biragli, have a minute biragli in bishukaloi. Therefore, kasa rachmana me'al ragloi, da fila bishukai. Even his thigh that is on top of his foot, because his foot is amputated, he doesn't have that part of his body, even if you put it on biragloi, even if you put it on me'al ragloi, on the part of his body that's above his regal, which is his shuk, it's also good. So therefore, L'chayr de Gemara is suggesting that it could still mean to support his foot. The Gemara says, no, im kein lifta rechmana bimma al ragloi. If the pasuk is trying to tell us where you place the shoe, then it should say he should put the shoe in that section of his foot, the thigh, which is above his regal, but it doesn't say that. My may al ragloi. Shmami no mishlafu, from this is a proof, it means that you should remove it from on top of his foot. A certain apikoros, a non-believer, said to Gamaliel, your nation is a nation which Hashem has made chalitz on them. He has separated his zika, his connection to his people, d'chsev, as the pasuk says in Hosea, Perikei Pasuk Vav, Bitsoinam ubifkorim yelchu levakash Hashem. The Jews will come with their sheep and cattle to search Hashem. They want to bring karbonis to Hashem. V'lo yimtzu, they will not find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because chalitz man, he has made chalitza from them. So l'chayr, it seems that Hashem made chalitza to Bnei Yisrael. Amar lei. So he responded, Rabbi Gamliel responded, Shaita, you fool. Miksiv chalitz lohem. Doesn't say Hashem made chalitza to them. It doesn't say that. It says chalitz mayhem ksiv. He has received chalitza from them. And I'll give you a marshal. V'ilu yivoma dechaltzu. And the Bach says that Rashi's girsa here is not dechaltzu lo achin, but dechaltzu mino achin. Imagine, normally, a yivoma does the act of chalitza. She removes the shoe, and that's considered that the yavam made chalitza to her. Even though she's doing the act, it's considered conceptually that the yavam is doing chalitza to the yavama. What would happen, Taka, if the yavam would take the shoe off the yavama's foot? Then it would be considered as if the yavama is doing chalitza to the yavam. So imagine a case where the yavama is receiving, where the brothers have done chalitza to the yavama. Midi mashashis bay. Would that have any meaning? The whole idea of chalitza is that she should do an act which constitutes that they have severed their ties with her. If they do an act which causes them, which causes the Yavama to sever her ties from them, it's not valid according to the Torah. So here, the Torah doesn't say that Hashem did chalitza to Klal Yisrael. It says Klal Yisrael did chalitza to Hashem. That's like a Yavama being the one who's considered doing the chalitza to the Yavam. And that if that would happen, it wouldn't work. So the same thing over here. When Klal Yisrael wants to do chalitza to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't work. It's meaningless. And therefore, our zikah, our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is still a valid one. The Mishnah continues and says, Ban Palya chalitzos b'sula, if she took off his sock, the chalitza is possible. L'meimra dan palya labmin, who should we, see from our Mishnah, that the Mishnah is saying that a sock is not considered a minhal, and therefore it's not good for chalitza. And here the Mesorish HaShas tells us that he has proofs that it should not be a Mishnah, but rather this is a Braisa, V'tanya Nami. We learned the same thing in a Braisa. Ein HaTorim Nichnas, when it came to collecting the Machzis HaShekel from the Trumas HaLishka and the Beis HaMikdash, the one who went in to gather the money, he never could go in with part of his garment where money could be stuffed into, because people would be choshed that perhaps he lined his pockets with money of the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore the halacha is, Ein HaTorim Nichnas Lo Beparget Chofetz. He cannot go in with a garment that has a hem on it. V'loy ban pel. You cannot go in with socks. V'ein tzarich lo man. Certainly cannot go in b'mino v'sandal with a shoe or a sandal. And what does it mean, V'ein tzarich lo man, says Rashi? Because that's usher. He can never go into the base of Migdash. As the Gemara continues, l'fi she'ein nechnasim b'mino v'sandal la'azara. But since the Braisa says that certainly can't go in with a mino v'sandal, what does it mean? Not only shouldn't he go in with a middle of a sandal because he could stuff money in the middle of a sandal, but he's not allowed al pi halacha to go anywhere, not even into the lishka of the trumas halishka, but he can't go anywhere in the Beis HaMikdash wearing shoes, al pi halacha. So an ampilia, socks, it would seem from this brisa, else the halachas of not going in the Beis HaMikdash with a shoe, there would be no problem with wearing a sock. There's only a problem here because he is dealing with money. And we don't want people to be choshed that perhaps he stuffed money into a sock. So we see clearly that a sock, Ampilya, does not have halacha of a minhal. So that's a raya from the Braisa. V'ra minhal, I'll ask you a question. By Yom Kippur it says, echad minhal v'sandal, whether it's a minhal or a sandal, or Ampilya, or a sock, lo yital ben, he's not allowed to go, lo yimi bais l'bais, not from one house to another on Yom Kippur, v'loimi mita l'mita, even in his own house, from one bed to another, a short distance, he's not allowed to go. So l'chari we see that l'gabi hilchas Yom Kippur, when one is not allowed to wear shoes, included in that is ampilya sock. So from our Mishnah and from that other brisa concerning Trumas HaLishka, we prove that a sock is not a shoe. And yet, by Yom Kippur, it would seem that a sock is a shoe. Amar Rabbi answers, the ispe kisise umishum tainig. The sock over there by Yom Kippur is speaking about it had small piece of rags in the sock, and therefore one is not allowed to wear it on Yom Kippur because the person is getting pleasure from such a sock. Amalei Rava, so Rava questioned this, and he said, "Umishum tainig b'lay minol b'yom kippur miyasiri." Is there then a prohibition on Yom Kippur to get pleasure from something you're wearing on your foot, even though it's not a shoe? V'ha Rava bar Rav Huna kar sudri, he used to tie a kerchief akare on his foot, but nothing, and he used to go out. So we see if it's not a shoe, there is no issur per se in just having pleasure from footwear which is not a shoe. So l'chayra, that could not be an answer why over there the sock is Austrian Yom Kippur. It must be, like we said before, because a sock has a din of a shoe, and we proved that a sock does not have a din of a shoe. Elam Rava, like Kasha. There's no Kasha. Khan, Bab Paul Yishalor. Where it says that on Yom Kippur you cannot wear, and I'm probably speaking about a leather sock, that's taka osir, that's like a shoe. Khan, in our Mishnah and in the Braisa concerning Trumas Halishka, where we saw that Ampilya is not a shoe, it's speaking about Ampilya shel beged, it's made out of material, it's like a beged, and that is what is prohibited in the Trumas Halishka, and that is possible to be used for chalitza. It's not considered a shoe. Hachanam, Mistaber, I'll prove this to you. Diloy Taimachi, if you're not going to make this distinction between a sock of leather and a sock of a beged, Kashi Yom Kippur, my Yom Kippur, I'll ask you a steer in Yom Kippur itself. This Sunday we learned, Lo Yatai Ladam Bekur de Kisin, Betach Pesoy, Kur de Kisin is a undershoe, which was worn under the regular shoe as a protection from water. One is not allowed to wear that on Yom Kippur, Avam Atayel, who's allowed to walk around Banpilya and Betach Pesach with socks in his house. Before you said that on Yom Kippur, one cannot wear an Banpilya. So we have a contradiction in Yom Kippur itself. Alav Shmamina, this proves Kam Banpilya Shalor, Kam Banpilya Shalbeged. So from Yom Kippur itself, we have a proof that there must be two types of socks. The one made out of beged could be worn on Yom Kippur. The one made out of or has a din of a shoe and is also to be worn. So the chilek that Rava wanted to say, we see from Yom Kippur, is a correct chilek. Gemara concludes, Shema Mino, this indeed is a good proof that there is a chilek between a beged, a Ampilya Shalor, and an Ampilya Shel Beged.